Sadik Teres, we're up to Sif Hei. Sif Hei is the most important Sif in the Simin. Everything's important, but these are issues that come up all the time in the Kashrus world. And that's the din of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila. As you all know, it's Aser L'Chatchila to take a Davar Aser and to be Mevatel B'Shishim and then to eat the mixture afterwards. That's the rule of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila. There are two halves to the Sif. The first is the Iser, the fact that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Iser. And the second is the Knas. The fact that if someone is Mevatel Isser, then the Bittel doesn't help, and the thing that was Bottle, the mixture that includes the Bittel, remains Osir. Those are the two halves of the Sif. The first part of the Sif is only the first couple of lines. Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila, Rafilu Nafa L'Teicheter, She'ein B'Shir L'Vatloi. Even if it's a situation where you put the Isser in and it fell, let's say, 1 into 30. So now it's Osir, because it's 1 in 30. Eimei Sifon Olav Heta Kedei Levatloi. You're not allowed to add to be Mevatlin. Here you might think it's Mutter. Because here, at least, in the first place, it fell in by mistake. It fell in by accident. So you might think to be merciful enough to add to it, you might think is okay. So that it says, no, that not, A, you're not allowed to be mevatel isser to take the isser and throw it into heter. And B, even if the isser already fell into, let's say, 30 times its volume in of heter, that mixture you're not permitted to add to be mevatel it either. No, because we're going to have a case later where the Mechaba holds that once it fell into one taruvis, you can already be meisif. There'll be a case later with the mechab and sifav, when the mechab holds that it's mutter. So here he's telling you there's no difference if you're putting the isser in, or if the isser is already in a taruvis, and you're now being mevatel advaiter. So that's the din of ei mevatel nisla chatchila. Now the main exception here is the tas of katan zayit, which, as far as I know, the paiskim on the Kabbal agree with this psak, and this is the primary exception in the rules of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila. Tazayin, the Simen Pei Dalet Sif Yud Gimel Mavur, Dim Ein Kavanosai Rak LeDavar Acher. If his kavan is not to be Mevatel Yisr, his kavan is for something else. Kegain L'Sakin Hadvash Mutter. It talks there about honey. When you get honey out of a beehive, the honey has in it bee parts. It has legs or antennas of bees, which I guess the bees dropped on the way while they were working or something. I don't know why it's there, but it has little pieces of the bee in the honey. When you cook the honey, these little pieces of insect are bottled. They melt into the honey. Now you would think cooking this honey is Osir, because Ein Mevatel is L'Chatchila, because here you're dissolving the parts of the bee into the honey. So he says, no, because you cook honey no matter what. The way you, honey is not even, it's the sweetness of the honey is not even, and you cook it to make it uniform. And even if there be no bee parts in the honey, you would cook the honey in order to be misaken to dvash. So even though, while you're cooking it, you already have a tikkun, that you're being mevatel des l'chatchila, and now the bee parts are not going to answer the honey. So, that's not the right one? So take it aside, Liam. So, nevertheless, that's something which is, mutter. Now, this is a very important kula, and I'll give you an example. Let's say you have cabbage. Cabbage has to be checked for bugs because there are insects in cabbage. Let's say you go and you visit someone. Yeah, a lot of Yidden, especially Europeish Yidden, that don't believe in bugs. They don't believe that they are bugs, and they just cook things without without checking. What? They're not makabel. In the high, maybe in the high, there were no bugs. I don't know, but what? Your mother does check for bugs. Okay, but your mother lived in Vienna. There, they don't like bugs. Talking about them. He said they don't like bugs. They're more makbid on bugs. Okay, I give everyone a chance to make fun of their parents on Yom Tov if you got it to Levincha. But the point is, the Rama says that if you come to someone's house and they serve cooked cabbage, they serve halupchis, they serve cabbage that's cooked, and they don't check for bugs. What are you going to do? Are you allowed to eat it? So the Rama says you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because there's a svek sveka. Maybe there were no bugs there in that piece of cabbage. And even if there were bugs, the bugs most likely were nimuach in the cooking. And even if it's only a suffix, if it's nimuach in the cooking, that makes a svek sveka. A suffix if there were bugs in the first place. And then a suffix if it was nimuach. So therefore, you're allowed to go and eat it. Yotaina, they were mevatlis lachatchila. No, if it's nimuach, a berry is bottle. A berry is only not bottle when it's whole. When it's brilliant, it's nimuach, it is bottle. So I'm going to say mevatlis lachatchila, if they cooked it, they were mevatl the iser. So there's a knas that you're not allowed to eat it. The teretz is this taz. The taz doesn't say that. The taz says that if when you cook it, you're not cooking it with the intention of being mevatl iser. You're cooking it because it needs to be cooked. And memela, there's a bit lesser. So in such a case, there's no knad, there's no din of eim avat l'nis l'chadchila. Now l'chadchila, you're not allowed to create a svek sveka. You're supposed to be baidik and avoid the svek sveka. So when you got to someone's house and it's already done, so then that's...
Not to be funny, would you say the same thing about broccoli?
The broccoli is different. Broccoli is vadai talon. There's no suffix. All broccoli has a vadai talon. Yeah, so it doesn't apply. A broccoli kugel doesn't have this svek sveka.
What about a mira matzoi?
Yeah, but it happens. A mira matzoi, that's where you can.
If it was a baldic, you might not eat baldic because
my assumption is that baldic you're allowed to eat. I don't have the shayla. But you're on the broccoli. You mean? Oh, so I don't know the mitzias. I can't answer. You mean if you have already. The broccoli bodek, which was recalled, which is still better. I hear the logic of what you're saying. I just don't know the mitzvah, so it's hard for me to answer you.
It also doesn't work on coleslaw because it's not nimuach.
On coleslaw, I don't know how long do they age the coleslaw. They age it, but they soak it. How long?
Would it be
nimuach? Sure. The question is, would it be nimuach? Yeah. What? Well, you have to know if the bug is the muach. I don't know how long they sow. How long it's soaked. Why do you need? Because it's only suffik nimuach. By tefash, you could see it's nimuach. Here, it's only a suffik nimuach. So by suffik nimuach, it would be awesome. By tefash, it's vaday nimuach. If it's vaday nimuach, it's muta. If it's suffik nimuach, it would still be awesome, except that it's a svek sveka. So it's okay. Okay, so
the raw salad.
No, I'm talking about a raw salad, not chinami. I'm talking about a you know, you only have one suffix by raw salad. So it's okay. Yeah. That's the dvash, that's the case of the dvash. That's what he's saying. If it's fada, yeah. Now it happens, yeah. The what? I don't know today if they have. I don't know today if it's different. I have no idea. In the Taz's days, yeah, they all had. That's the allowed to cook in l'chatzilah because you're cooking it for a different reason. You're allowed to cook it for that reason. There's no din of eimav alas l'chatzilah when you're cooking for, even though you know it's being nimuach. That's the heter. That's the Taz's chiddush. That That's right. If it's vaday nimuach, then there's no issue. It's only suffix nimuach, that's why. Kav is only suffix nimuach, that's why you need a svek svek. When you depash, you could see, you could take a look, and you could see that it's like.
No, but you wouldn't allow to cook.
You're allowed. The Taz, no, the Taz is saying that you're allowed to cook it.
Mekar zerdaka
advash. Muti is going on the issue of cooking it. Yeah. The there are a lot of Pesach products that are that way. I mentioned yesterday, Mishal showed this, that the apple juice today, the non-kosher for Passover apple juice, what can make apple juice not be kosher for Pesach? They use to clear the clearing agent that they use to clear the pieces of apple out of the apple juice. They use something that's a derivative of chitim. It has the gluish tendency of the chitim. They make from that a wheat derivative that they use to clear it, and they put it into the apple juice, and that settles together with the pulp. And then they pour off the apple juice and throw away what's in it. There too, the truth is that it's bottled before Pesach. Chametz is bottled b'shishim before Pesach, and it's mutlachat chila. If somebody has in their house a mashu of chametz which fell into more than shishim on Pesach, of course it's aser. But before Pesach, lach b'lach, chametz is bottled b'shishim and it's nachayz of anir, it remains mutter. So actually, the non-kosher for Pesach apple juice really is kosher l'Pesach. There's no din of ei mevatlin es l'chatchila because they don't put the chitim in order to be mevatl, the taste of the chitim into the apple juice. They do it in order to settle it, even if a mashu remains, but that mashu is not there to be mevatl es l'chatchila. And therefore, really, that's mutter.
They're cooking this?
And, I don't know if they cook it. I don't know how they do it. But
it's coming out, then.
If it comes out, it's okay. The question is, if you're afraid a mashu remains.
It's a clump of everything to pull it out.
The question is the fear that a mashu remains. So if that mashu remained, it would really be mutter anyway. They don't give hechsherim on it. The hechsh organizations on Pesach are very machmir. They don't give if there's a mashu chametz, gas bottle. They don't give. They say there's an Arizal that you shouldn't eat even a mashu that was bottled before Pesach. So I don't know. I don't know where the Arizal is brought, but Lamaisa they're machmir. But again, I mean it to illustrate that this Taz is a common occurrence today, where Isurim are used in ingredients not for the taste value, but they're there for other reasons. They're there to help the mixture, in this case, to clear it, or for other reasons.
They had the whole thing with the gum base, what was going on with the gums.
Tarfus.
So why?
If it would be bottled b'shishim, it's there for a different reason, it would be mutter.
It's not there for taste. It's there for,
you're talking about the lanolin that we were talking about?
Yeah,
the lanolin is there, I think. I don't know that it's bottled with shishim. Gel caps are not bottled, they're be'en. The capsules, they're be'en. Yeah, it's not a terubis.
Is there a din of
Isser before Pesach? I mean, there's no Isser. There's a machlekes rishayim if there's a din of Atlin Isser before. If Chametz Kaidim Pesach is a shame Isser or a shame Heter. I believe we pass the Lechumra that has a Shem Isser. The Gefen Napa not also. So it has a Shem Isser. If he does it for a Yid.
No, he doesn't for he wants to sell. He knows somebody
with so we're going to get to that. The Tazim Kivag. Okay, so this is the first Taz, and this is sort of the first important Yisai.
It doesn't apply to Bas V'chol. Bas V'chol would be Mutter because it's Heter.
Not in baser. If you vatel milk not into in water and then you mix it with baser, yeah, machinah. The second half of this Taz, we're going to get to. It's a repeat of something he brings in Taz Tess. So we'll see that separately. Now, what? Where are you reading from? Let's see the Taz. Simpe Daz if you're Gimel. Demei Kabanasi Rakla Davarachi Gimlesachet Vashmutter. Simon Kolam Lamizayin Kasafti Hanudafka B.E.F. Sherbin Yanacher. That's only if there's no other way to do it. But on that is a Pischei Tshuva Dalet. Take a look at the Pischei Tshuva. He brings Ayaber Hetiv, B'Shem Ataz, Doha Demutter Ekabanasi Dafka B.E.F. Sherbin Yanacher. The Taz said that it's Mutter only if you can't do it any other way. Now we say if it's Efshir bin Yanacher, if it's Efshir bin Yanacher, but it's a tremendous tircha to pick out all of the pieces of the bee from the honey, it's possible, but it's a tircha gedayla. So Prima Gadim says that that's also mutter. Okay, he brings an example of checking for bugs. I am b'sefer for Beis Yehuda. Shekosav al pizeh nire b'pri eitz shekoyin malinch shemivashon b'mayim. What is that?
Raspberries.
Cooked raspberries shemivashon b'mayim. V'akach soitin esamad the raspberries v'zarkin oisan, and they throw out the raspberry itself v'masanin esha sak u'mivashon oisay b'dvash. And they take now the raspberry as a raspberry flavoring. They make a jelly out of it. Tea with the bread, ubasar and meat. Ain't sarach livdek mekaidim es hamalinch echad lireis besechad nekavim livdek metilon deshchichi behem. You don't have to check for bugs. There was shchiach. Meyachad iicha tircha meruba livdek kula. That according to the Prima Gadim, you don't have to do it because the big Terchad Livdai Kulam. He says, Ach, ein divrei Prima Gadim uchrochim. He seems to be misupik about the Prima Gadim, whether that's something to rely on. Vayim b'tshuvas nayd b'yudah chaylok yaradeya, simin chavav, adavar hakruk, yesh karenai say hoizen blazen. A catchy name. Do you know what that is?
Sure.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with pants. V'hu shlafchuchis shel dog tamei. It's made out of the skin, maybe, of the dog tamei. V'yavshinayse, v'naysnayse l'tech mashke, made vash. V'tivoy lahatzi l'mashke. And it's not given for taste. You don't want to give a fishy taste. But its teva is to clear the mashke. V'saru g'dayle yagdar alzeh sheish lesar. Ha'yzeh nisho tech mashke. The kavish kemevushel, this thing that they use to clear it is put in. If it's kavish kemevushel, v'mishum shabatul b'shishim, and if because this fish skin is batul b'shishim, emevatlin esil chatchila. So gedolim held that it's awesome. But who's zal? That's a noid b'yehuda herich b'zel masik dehet agamuhu mehar beitamit. Obviously, one of the reasons is this taz that since this is put in to clear the drink. And it's put in there not for the taste. So even though kavish kumavoshul, it should be yasser. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that nevertheless, it's something which is mutter.
There's a mask that they put the worm in.
Yeah, there's a schnapps with a worm in it. And the worm, why do they put the worm in? Not for the taste.
Show it's authentic. Show it's real.
To show what's real?
Because they have a fake one without the worm.
So why can't the fake one, they can put a worm in also? There's a worm shortage.
What do they do?
There's a schnapps that they put the worm in. I think it's a girl's, it's a lady's mashka. Okay, anyway, I don't recommend it. Alright, so as I said, this is a very, very sadistic taz and an important taz.
So
we're saying,
what's the
lemaisa
we're
saying if you have it
Afshir
bin Yanacher? We're saying if it's hard to do it, bin Yanacher, we're saying if it's hard to do it. And the Yehav was saying is that what we're saying? When the raspberry jam, we have the Svek Svek I mentioned earlier. Unless it's Bevadei Talon. Our raspberry jam that you buy has zero raspberries in them. When you buy raspberry jelly, they're made out of dried apples. And flavoring is put in. Now, Smucker's is different. They advertise that they have real fruit. I don't know if they mean real apple or real raspberry, but I was in the plants where they make it. They make them all out of dried apple, except for Lekva, except for prune jelly. All other jelly is made. What? All right, that's smokers you're talking about. Okay. So you have to know if it's the same svek of the Ramah, then it'll be muta. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Metzius is. It has a heksher, and I assume that they rely either on the probably on the Ramah svek that they rely on that. The Heisen Blas and Ramutter, and if you come across them, you'll bring it in. We'll let you know. What? Raspberries have to be cleaned. There are two types of chiyuvim to check for bugs. One is called the Mira Motsui, which is a chiyuv de Rabbanon. Like our water in New York, it's not a shy. Those who say to this day, Raisa are wrong. Even the Machmirim agree that it's a Mir HaMatzui and it's a Sidra Banan. Then there are things that are Muzik B'Tolayim, that the Rive of them have Tolayim, some of them, all of them have Tolayim, and those are much more Chomer, and those are things that you don't have, even if it's cooked, you don't have a Heter or Svek Sveika, because there's an assumption that they are Tolayim. Okay, now, by the way, there's a Raya to this Taz, which the Taz doesn't bring, but the Achrayim bring. The halacha is, if you want to kasher a keli, we wait, the keli wasn't used 24 hours, and then we kasher it. Now, Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're allowed to kasher within 24 hours, as long as the bliya comes out, it's Isser. So what's the answer? What's the way to do it? You have 60 times as much water. So you take a tray for keli, and you put it into 60 times as much water, and you kasher it. The bleas come out, they go into the water, but they're bottle b'shishim in the water. So even if they come back to bottle b'shishim. Aye, aim of atlinis l'chadchila. How you allowed to kasher it? The bleas coming out, you're relying on bittle b'shishim. So the teretz is that's this taz. Your kavod is not to find a way to have the taste of the iser in the water. Your kavod is to kasher. And when a person's kavod is to kasher, then there's a... the heter of this taz. So that's the issue. The second. All right, we'll deal now with the second issue, which is here the Yad Ephraim. No, you're allowed to be mevatelis and throw in the garbage. But the water goes back into the pot. That's the whole problem. If it's less than it goes into the water, comes back into the pot. But the bleed does go into the pot. The pot ends up with less than a 60th of its original, a bittel b'shishim of its original. Okay, the Yad Ephraim here brings a second issue, which in the kashrus field is a big issue, in the house it's not. And that is a shach, which is actually a Siman Tzadik Hei, who is mechadesh, a way of kashering. When you go to a hotel and make a wedding in a hotel, you go to any chasana in any hotel that has been kashered specifically for the wedding. First of all, I'll tell you beforehand that my humble opinion, relies on a lot of things that are not 100% lechatzil. I wouldn't rely on it in my house. I'm not so comfortable with it. The bilkaluch are 100% good. They're not warmed up there. They're not baked there. They're brought in. Now, most of the food is not cooked there, it's brought in. But there are some of the foods that are heated and warmed up in these places. And the way that things are kashered are not always 100% l'chadchila because of the fact that they have to kasher a keli b'nei yayman. The hotel is not willing to close for 24 hours prior to the kashering, which is the way you should kasher l'chadchila. Now, when they make conventions, they go to conventions for weekends, they do get them to, they seal up the oven, the kelim 24 hours beforehand, those ovens that they're using, and the kashering is done in a more l'chadchila dika eifin. However, when it's just done for a wedding, the kashering is not, it's good, it's kosher, but there's a certain, what they call an industry standard, which all the hachsherim go with. That's the big heter. Where Rabbanim don't like a certain heter, but that's the industry standard, so it's become accepted. And they're heterim, they're things that it says, I'm mutter. It's the old question, if for a caterer it's a davar avid, whether when somebody visits the hotel and is eating, whether for him it's a davar avid. So that's an issue. One of the things that they rely on is a shach. And that is the following. Now, I should say, libun, you don't need 24 hours. If you can do libun gomor on these ovens, then you don't need 24 hours, and then everything is l'chatchila. However, there are things on which you do hagala. They have the large steam kettles. The steam kettle, you may have seen it, yeshivas have also these big kettles that they cook spaghetti in, or they warm up soup in steam kettles. And the steam kettles are a kli rishon. The steam kettles have double walls through which hot steam is under pressure, and you cook in the steam kettle. How are you going to kasher it? You have to kasher it with boiling water, and the keli doesn't have shishim. The water doesn't have shishim against the keli, and therefore you have a problem. How are you going to kasher this? You can't take the steam kettle and put it into an oven. It's connected with plumbing into the ground. That the steam from the boiler comes up into the steam kettle. So the industry standard, so to speak, is to put in water. And then to pour in many years, and there are many places still they use bleach, to pour in bleach. And what happens? When you're kashering it, the bleus of tarfus come from the oven into the water. Now the water would become treif, and chaticha nas nevela, and then it would make the keli treif. You can't kasher something with treif of water. So what they do is they put in bleach, and the blia which comes into the bleach water is pogum. And now, even if it goes back into the keli, it's a blia paguma. And therefore, it's something which is mutter. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a taina on this kula. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, Eim avatlin is lechatchila. How are you allowed to be put in the bleach to be pogum the tam? Now, you understand that the heating up of the water, you have the taz. You're not heating up the water to be paigim the tam. You're heating up the water, so you want a kasher. But the bleach is being put in only to be paigim the tam. So the question is, when we say, im avat l'nis l'chatchila, does that apply here as well? I'm taking I'm setting up the yisr in a way that it's going to become pogum.
You do the same thing if you wait 24 hours to kasher it.
If I wait 24 hours to kasher it, so then my heter is that I'm not looking to do anything to be mevatel the tam. I'm looking to kasher it, and that's really something which is mutter. But you mean to say even if there's shishim, but there's no, when I kasher something, let's say I kasher something with more than shishim, you're telling me it's the same as if I put in a davar pogum.
The time itself.
No, let's say it's within 24 hours. I'm using shishim.
I'm saying that if you wait 24 hours, you're making it pogum.
I'm not making it. It becomes pogum by itself. It becomes pogum by itself. Okay, but I'm not doing it. There's no gezeira. There's no gezeira on that. There's no gezeira that I'm about to by waiting. Okay, let's see the Yad Ephraim, and we'll take questions on the issue. Okay, the Yad Ephraim is a heter. Let's see what the Yad Ephraim says. I am very heter. Kasa b'shilas yayvitz chelik be'isim and kufla amiralef shem reitz alaseis issa mushboch pogum. If you want to change an issa mushboch into a davar pogum, k'day shiuchel arvei beheter gam kein hu b'chlal dey mevatlin issa l'chatchila, that to make something pogum is also no good. B'zem yushav kushas hashasim etzadikei gabi kli midyon lama loy higilu be'efer ayin sham. So Yad Ephraim holds that there's an isser on doing this. The Yad Ephraim is on the first side of Sif Hei, it's on the Gilyan, and that there's an isser. And the Mela comes out from the Yad Ephraim that's something which is aser. And with that he answers the Shas question, why by Klei Midyan, why didn't they kasher it by putting bleach or afer into the water? So he says, because you're not allowed to do that. Ubeemes ein zamaspik liyashav kushas hashach lefima dekaimelon dey mevatlin hu drabanon. The name of Vatlin is an Issa Drabana. I'm the Dereisa Kaminan. Where's the Klei Midyan? The name of Vatlin Issa is an Issa Drabana. So you can't say that in the Midbar, Klei Midyan, they didn't do it because they were talking on the level of a Dereisa. So that's for the Lumdis. Omno. Guf Adin Shekosov. Shezeb Echal, Eim of Vatlin, Sarachin Lani is Daiti. Dafila lo harayvidu di'ime. De'im avatlin hu dayraisa. The Ravid Shita is that Eim Avat Lenis Al Chetil is an Issa Dei Raisa. Umekar Hadid Mechulin Dav Tzadik Tes Besugid Israya B'Sheila. Nira Haynu Davka Le'inyim Bittul. That's where you're being Mevatel something in Shishim. Shetam Yisr Ba'at Smusai Hu Adayim B'Shivchai. Where the Tam Yisr itself is still has a Shvach. V'loi Paka Ha'Yisr Mimenu. And it still has a Shem Yisr. Elo Lefisha Eichlai Ayidei Taruvais. Ain't tamay nirgish la eichel. Just since it's in a mixture, the taste is not noticeable to the eater. V'zamrin under lechatchila as. Masha'enke, k'shasayu pogum, shapaka isurei minei ba'atz musai, that the iser now becomes heter. U'kishabayal teichat haruvais kevar tamay pogum, hu mutter, v'shloi shayich b'zeh ein mevatlin iser, and in this manner we are taking the Yisr and turning it into Heter. He says that there's no din of Eim of Atlin Yisr l'chatchila. V'chein yira mea paiskim shuv ra'isi v'shal z'chuv v'schacham tzvi. Now why is the Chacham Tzvi significant?
The father of the
Yavitz. He says that the Chacham Tzvi himself at Simu Kof Aleph kosav lehenya. The Levash shall daver apaygim loy mikri mevatel iser ki ainz a sofik to be deraisa shari lapaygmai shari einoi nehena loy mitamai v'loy mikamusai. He's saying, he's not saying the same svara. He's saying more like you were saying, Rabbi Yaakov, that the prince is not nehena from the tam of the iser because the tam of the iser is ruined. Shari atam niflim adayf neakelim eini nekaklal in his bottle v'samachti. He says, how did he start up with his father? Lehepach, who wrote the opposite? Was Yavitz? I was thinking that start up with everyone. So that could be. But anyway, the Ad Ephraim is matzdik our minig that we are paigim de'isa, that you're allowed to be paigim de'isa l'chatzel. The Ad Ephraim says so, that it's l'chatchila. And it's the Ad Ephraim says it's l'chatchila. He said, my father is not the only paisan. So you mean Rabbi Yaakov Emden also... okay, what?
He doesn't answer the Shabbat anyways, because Mechaber says you could do it. Mechaber says if you put off for it, it works.
If you makshir,
there's no 60. There's no problem.
You would have a double pogum. If the shishim, it's mutter. If there's no shishim with a double pogum, that's the heter. That's the heter that he's doing. What?
So as far as
the
still there, you
can
do it. Any
other such thing in halacha where you pagan iser? What? Yeah, but you mean somebody could do a chatchila. Well, this is the only. What else are you going to find a case? I don't know.
What?
Okay. So that we're going to get in the second half, the knas on bitlus lechatchila, the concept anybody's mevatelus. So we're going to get to that in the second half of the sif. I just want to finish the first piece. What? Why do you need? You need agala because we're not. You mean, that's Hagolah, that is the Hagolah. I mean, what do you want to do? How are you going to be plaguing it without it? How are you going to separate the Hagolah and the being plaguing it?
So the point is you don't need
Shishim. Yeah, the point is you don't need Shishim, right? The point is you don't need Shishim. Okay, leave him burns it and this is plaguing it. Okay. Nachinami, that I mentioned that I don't know why the Taz doesn't bring that raya. The Achrayim do bring. I think Revival in the Badi Ashulchan brings this as a makar from the fact every time you kashin shishim by ben yaimai, you're also b'vach masof kol. It's a right to the taz that when you're doing it for not enough to get the tam, but to get rid of the tam, that it's mutter.
But again, so just
if you have a ben yaima treif spoon, kashu either with shishim or with less than shishim, and you pour in the bleach. Well, if you cash it with shishim, why not do it the way it says in Shulchan Aruch?
I have a small pot.
Yeah, okay, nachinami, that's what it says here.
You know, you see,
the problem with the kashering, and the problem with the kashering is that bleach has a lower boiling point than water. And it evaporates at a very low temperature. And it's a problem. And every time, it doesn't matter how many times you tell these guys, it's always a problem. I once went to the Meadowlands, so they were kashering. I popped in. We had Rabbanim HaMachshirim there, but I just popped in to see what they were doing. And he was in the middle of doing it. And I took a ladle, and I took out a water from the water, and I put it into a cup. He asked me, what are you doing? I said, I want to taste it when it cools off. So don't taste this. Poison, it has bleach in it. But now it's treif, I can't swallow this stuff, but it had no bleach in it, it evaporates. He pours in bleach. Now they're supposed to, no, pressurize is the inside, is in the walls. The water is never going to get higher than 212. But, well, he's supposed to keep on pouring in bleach. He really has a case of bleach there, and he's supposed to keep on pouring it in. They don't do it. We tried with other things, with ammonia, but it also has a low boiling point. To find the right thing to put in is difficult.
Scotch.
No, you can put in things like vinegar, but it's just very expensive to put in vinegar. It's cheaper to hire someone to put in bleach. What?
Caustic.
It remains on the pad. So there are problems with different things, and what should I tell you? All right, let's see Shaches.
Shach Zion. You got a frying that using something as pugging is better than having shishim?
It can be better. Shach Zion brings a machlaikis hapaiskim. Emavan with the fill of cost of a rajba, the Torah's habayis ha'aruch. You should just know, those of you who have not learned Hilchas Teruvis, the Rajba has a sefer called Teiris Habayis, and it has a number of different halachis. It happens to have a Hilchas Erev Tavshila in the back for some reason, and it has a few sets of halachis, and mostly on Yeridaya. There are Hagois on it, which were written by the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah wrote Hagois on the Rajba. So the Rajba called it Teiris Habayis, the Torah of the house. So the Ra called his notes Bedek Habayis, the cracks in the house, and the cracks in the Rajba's house. So he put notes, and he said these are his mistakes. He called it Bedek Habayis. What? So the Rajba wrote a rebuttal to the Bedek Habayis of the Ra, and he called it Mishmeres Habayis, I believe. He wrote the bias is in good shape. You don't have to fix the you don't have to have a Bedek Habayis to fix it. So the Rashba b'Teres Habayis Aruch Bayis Dalid Reishar Gimel, instead of Perik, he has sections called Bayis Reishar Gimel v'Ram Perik Ida Nasha Haynu Midrabanon L'Das HaTaisvis Avol L'Das HaRayv Yerosim Midrayis Midiyevet Gam Das HaRayv Yerkomash Kosev Mechaber. It doesn't change the Halacha Komash Kosev Rashba Ran Al Shemay, etc. So it appears from what he's saying that there's no major nafkamina if it's the Raisa de Rabbanon, because he's saying that Alach Lamaisa basically it comes out the same. Right? Paiskim hold it to Nisa de Rabbanon. If there would have been more time, I would learn with you the Nachlas Tzvi on the bottom. Nachlas Tzvi has a pilpul on Hilchis Pesach to answer one of the kashas we always have in Yeshiva about Mekadish Bechita Kurdanaisa, being Mekadish a woman. The Alach is a Mekadish a woman with Chametz, it's not Mekudashis. And even Chametz de Rabbanon is not Mekudeshes. It's Trei de Rabbanon, it is Mekudeshes. So he has a Shtikl Torah on it here in the Nachlas Tzvi. Since I don't think any of you plan to be Mekadesh any women with Chametz, I'm going to leave it for now. It's just nice that we happen to be learning right before Pesach, and there's an Arichas on it. All right, let's get to the second half of this Mechaber. The second if of Eim Avan Lislachatchila is B'diyeved, and this is, as I say, very important L'maisa. The question is now, if a Freya Yid, or even a Gaisha company, is Mevatel Lislachatchila, am I allowed to purchase and eat it B'diyeved? So let's see what it says. Starting again from the first page of Sif Hei and the third line, Avar Ubitloi, Oishariba Alav. If either you are Ivar and Mevatel Isser, or Riba Alav. Riba means it was Batel B'Shleishim, and now you're Mevatel B'Shishim. We'll see in a minute. Let's wait and see. Yeah, I know, I said, I jumped. We'll see in a minute. Im B'Shoigeg Mutter. If a person did it by mistake, that's okay. Im B'Mezid, Osir L'Mevatel Atzmai, Im U'Shalai. If he did it B'Mezid, then it's also to the person who did it, Im U'Shalai. V'chein L'Mishen is Batel B'Shviloi. And also, if one person did it for someone else, it's aser. We'll see that in a second. We'll share kolada mutter. With the parentheses, we'll see separately. So v'chein l'mishan is batel b'shvilei. Now, what does this mean? If a company does it to sell, is that called l'mishan is batel b'shvilei? So see Taz Yud, Chayim Lamishan is Batel B'Shvilei, Pirish Marshal, Sham B'Perek, Gira Noshe, Dainu Dafka Sheyodazesh and is Batel Avurai V'Nichalei. That's Dafka. If someone is Mevatel it for me, and I'm Tzifrin with it, so then it's Aser. I feel a light Tziva, I say Levatel. Even you didn't tell him to be Mevatel. Avalim Lo Yoda Mimenu, if you don't know anything about it. And now it's given to you, it's already bottled. Sharilei. Darehu kishaygeg. Ubamake ma'asalai, asagam kein libnei beisai, kein perish mashal. See, he says, if you don't know about it, what? Oh, wait, we're not finished. I didn't finish. That's what the Taz says. If you don't know about it, it's muta. Now turn back, I'll be matriyachi, and look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on this. V'chein l'mishin is batul b'shvilai, chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger.
What are we doing now?
We're now doing Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, you're saying second. He has the newfangled shofanar, so it's a different suicide half. B'chein l'mishan is batel b'shvilei. In bitul al astam, l'misha yirtza liknais. If someone was mevatel it, stam azay, whoever's going to buy it. Harehu k'maisha nasa b'shvilam b'yichud. V'asa l'kulam. Tshuvas ha-rivash. The rivash says that if it's done for sale, that then it's osir for all purchasers. Chuvas Rivash Mituf Tzadiches Nishma Mizeh. The Af Mishin Nisbatel Avuroi Lo Yada Mizeh. Even though you weren't aware of it, Udulai Ketasiv Katan Yud. He's saying that if it's done for sale, it's osir. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to agree that the Taz would be Mekel. Person here, you could stop being mefakfik. You could be mefakfik of the Taz, but all right. But Rabbi Kivega certainly answers if it's done lamisha, if it's done for sale purposes, that then it's a problem. So if something is made for sale and it has a trefa ingredient, which is batel b'shishim, it still is problematic. You're still not allowed to purchase that item.
Now, is that
enter.
Is that if they did it because they know? Let's say they did it.
No, they did it to sell it.
That's not going to, but they know that you need it.
No, they did it for the taste. They're not lamdanim. They don't know that it's usher. They don't know it's treif. But they did it for the taste, and that's the hashgacha. Not going
to
give hashgacha.
They're
happy to get hashgacha to sell it. A Ramesha has a tshuva about products on the marketplace today, as regards this. Ramesh's tshuva, it's actually three tshuvas in the first chelik of Yerideya. And the three tshuvas are on the topic of blended whiskey. And this is why what he says, the yisoy that he says, is true for all commercial products that are sold today. Ramesh talks about blended whiskey, where wine is put into the whiskey, and that wine, of course, is not kosher wine. And it's blended into the whiskey. Now, Ramesha first says that we can rely that the Isser of Stam Yenam, of Yayin Nesach, is batel b'shisha. You don't need shishim, for reasons we're not going to go into now. Everyone holds that wine is batel b'shisha in water.
The Gemara says that if you mix it more than six, you don't make a bar piagafin on it anymore. That everyone agrees. But Lagabe blended whiskeys, Ramesha says one can rely on the Paiskim, it's bottled in any liquid, it's bottled. So assuming that it is bottled, which Ramesha says you could rely on, Ramesha writes that he personally doesn't rely on it, on the heter of blended whiskeys. But he writes, if someone would offer him a lachayim, he wouldn't want to embarrass him, he would take a sip. If it was me, I would pretend to take a sip. I don't know why Ramesha writes I would take a sip. Maybe also Kanevas Das. Is it Kanevas Das to make a lachayim and not really drink? Kanevas Das, the person thinks you're drinking. Yes. If you made a bracha, yeah. If you make a bracha, you have no choice. Most people make the bracha lower down. Anyway, Ramesha, in the Arichas of his tshuva, says 1 minute. Even if you hold that the wine is bottled in the blended whiskey, but and Rabbi Kivega says if it's done for sale, it's also for all the buyers, which Ramesha agrees we paskin. If it's done for sale, the buyers are not allowed to purchase it. So Ramesha says the following. He says that it depends if this whiskey is purchased by Rav of the whiskey is bought by Goyim, or Rav of the whiskey is bought by Yid. If Rav of the whiskey is bought by Jews, then it's Aser. Then it's Eim Vav Nesach Hatchila, and then it's Aser, there's a Knas, and it's Aser. If Rav of the whiskey is bought by Goyim, then, which is the case, even though we think Jews drink a lot, the Goyim, the Irish, drink more than the Jews. And certainly over all the Goyim in America, Rav of the whiskey is made for Goyim. So Ramesha says an interesting svara. He says, let's say they make 10,000 bottles of whiskey, and they know their customer base, I doubt they break it by Jewish stores, but let's say we know that 10% are stores that sell to Jews, and 90% are Goyim. So they make 10,000 bottles. Now, 90,000 bottles, you're allowed to be mevatel yayin nesach to sell to Goyim. That even a Yid could do. It's not also Bahanos, Stam Yenam. Alright, I shouldn't say that. Stam Yenam is also Bahanos, but there's a shach that the some store is Amekel on Stam Yenam Bizman Azeh. But anyway, the Goyim certainly allowed to be Mevatel wine to sell to Goyim. So Ramesha says, and I don't think you're going to like this, but I'll tell you what it says in the Tshuva. It says the following. He says, when it comes out of the plant, 90,000 bottles are heter, and 10,000 bottles are iser. Because the 10,000 is a knas that we cancel the buyer. He shouldn't have made those 10,000 bottles. He made those 10,000 bottles to send to Jews. So 10,000 bottles are iser, and 90,000 are heter. Which one are you buying? So Ramesha says, there's a klal that by a deraisa yesh breira, and by a derabanan ein breira. By some it's an issa deraisa, we would say yesh breira. If this would be an issa deraisa, we'd say the Jew is buying the bottle that was made for him, and the guy is buying the bottle that was made for him. By an issa derabanan though, and the knas, even like the raivi, the knas, even though the emval nisachtil is an issa deraisa, the knas is certainly an issa derabanan. By a derabanan, we say ein breira. More than that, Ramesha holds, it would be enough to just say ein breira, because it would be already bus arrived that you're buying from the 90,000. Ramesha says more. He brings from the Marshal, I believe. And we say by a derabanan, ein breira, it means by a derabanan, we say breira lakula. Usually it's a kula to say ein breira. But more than that, we even say breira lakula, which means that the reason the heter for buying the blended whiskey is that you're buying from the Rav, which was made for Goyim. And on that, there's no knas. And therefore, there's a heter. That's the heter that Ramesha writes. That again, if Eim Avat Lachatchila is a knas on the food made for sale, if Rav is sold to Goyim, you can be Seimach that what you're buying is from the Rav. And therefore, it's mutter. So commercial products, if they're not made for a Jewish customer base, if they're made for the for a customer base across the country, Rav Moshe writes that there's no problem of buying it once it's made already. There's no problem of buying it in the first place. The Rav Moshe does not hold that people should give a hechsher on a place that does this l'chatchila, even though you have the het to be the evet. But when we're talking about items that don't have a hechsher, you're just buying it once it's made. So then Rav Moshe has this heter, and that's the heter for...
So that seems to work for a duty-free shop other than they allow. You know,
it doesn't matter if it's a duty... Well,
a duty-free shop is...
Any, even allows duty-free shop. Yeah. There may be a problem with Chomet Shabbat about Pesach, which was a problem last year. In the Elal duty-free shop, there's a problem with... In the Ben-Gurion, not Elal.
Right.
In Ben-Gurion duty-free shop, last year there was a problem with... How long do they keep schnapps? Duty free shop. They keep it a year later. It's still there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, the forgetting about the chametz problem. If they sell JB in Ben Gurion Airport, they're buying from the overall stock. I don't think they make a JB makes a run to sell in El Al Airport in Ben Gurion Airport. So so then it's okay. So, Rav Moshe doesn't hold that you can give a hechsher on l'chatchila. He says you're allowed to buy it in the store and drink it, that it's mutter. That it's mutter. You know, I would have to look at the tshuva. The tshuva is to Rabbi Teitz. Shloim Vayish, he said he would drink from it, yes. Rav Moshe said Shloim Vayish, he would drink from it. That means he holds it's a real heter. It's a solid heter. I shouldn't have, I said he says not to give a hechsher on it. I'm starting to be mistupik what the context of the letter is. So I'm not. I should take that back. I'm not sure. I think he says that, but I'm not sure. Which whiskey is this applies to? The list of the shul list of whiskeys that we use does not include blended whiskeys. A lot of the blended whiskeys that you see, Southern Comfort, I think, is one of them. It has this problem, and there's a problem. The Glenfiddich, which everyone likes. Is a question. It's there. Any whiskey, I believe Glenfiddich is one of them, which is made in sherry casks, has this problem. Glenfiddich is not. So Glenwatt is one of the Glens. A lot of them. The ones that say aged in sherry casks have to come on, presumably have to come on to this heter, because of the fact that the sherry casks gives the taste of the sherry into the schnapps, and you have to come on to this heter. There are those who contend that they're not all real sherry casks. Some are casks of other things that are not wine. I'm not familiar with the area. I'm just repeating the words that were told to me. So here in Shul, we have a list which excludes all of these products, but there are many places that use it. There are many places where you'll find a thing on the table. It says the hechsher is responsible for everything except for the bar. Except for the bar. Why am I responsible for the bar? Because it's a tzarech gadol to have all these types of schnapps. And there's a heter, but the heksher doesn't want to give a heksher on it. So they put down that you drink the schnapps at your own risk. So I don't know, I have a policy, I only drink things with heksherim. So I end up not drinking most schnapps. There are very few schnapps that have a heksher. And I drink beers, I don't know. And people, I go to a shalom zach and they give me beer, I ask them where the heksher is. So they always say, what? So I don't know. The custom is to drink beer without a hechsher. The light beers, I think, I'm told, are not a problem. Dark beers are not so posh.
Why not take a raw kavua?
What? Called kavua. Because kavua kemetzah mess is only a problem with called the parish meruva parish. Bittel is lachatchila is always kavua and it's mutter anyway. Called kavua by bittel is not an exception.
When
it comes out to the hotel, where do you ever see that a kosher cannot? Or now we're not even talking about the product itself that you're
talking about. You're talking about something called the table. If it's an avera, they may not want to throw a chiller.
The other frame says it's not.
No, even if it is, who said that somewhere we're not made for not so far? Here you're not talking about. But here you're not talking about
the hotel is actually worse because in the hotel case. It's not made a la stamp to sell to unknown people. It's made to serve to the customers that are there. That the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lomishin is batal b'shvilai."
It's not not the issue that people use to that, that mubah or that.
I mean, by the kashering.
Yeah, by the kashering. Not the issue that
mubah. Right, by the kashering, the Yadafrayim ended up lakula anyway.
Yeah, but
so.
I'm not saying, but who said they ever made an issue on something which is cooked in a kaylee, which we will ask with it.
Okay.
It's one step.
All right. So, yeah. Because it's given, it is mechaber for the taste. You mean by the kasheri casks? Because there they are mechaber for the taste. If you're mechaber for the taste, that's not called davarachin. By the honey, they don't want the taste of the bee legs in the honey. They're not looking for the taste.
So
what? But they don't want the tam kolish. They don't want the taste of the bee legs.
They have it there to give tam.
The bee legs?
No,
the sherry cake. Yeah, the answer is the tam.
But nevertheless, it's called the shisha.
It's called the shisha. It gives taste. It's only one in six, which Yayin has a head. Blend whiskey is bought to be shisha, one in six, which Yayin has a head. I'm not familiar with schnapps. I'm very schwach in the schnapps area. I do know that rum, dark rums, which are on all the approved lists until about less than 10 years ago, is discovered that the dark rums are darkened using wine, which is not bottle b'shisha. And nowadays, all dark rums are no good. If he is, they were considered to be good. There's somehow, there seems to be a protection on schnapps that they don't have to list ingredients. I don't know what the background for that is. But there are products where there are problems on that. The shul list is still hanging on the bulletin board. It's under the pictures. We have an updated list, but I think it's the same. There's an updated list under the on my shtender under the caterers. When they call me, I tell them to go to my shtender under the cover of the shtender. There's a list. If they put it back last time, it's still there. So that's the shul list.
Okay. We're
going to see if it's a milsa davida lemare. It's not bottle at all. Now, okay, we're in the middle of Eimer Vavlinis Lachatchila. We still have a big issue of the Taz, the question of Eimer Mutter, whether it's a Shegig or Mezid. But we're going to reconvene 3 weeks, 3 Sundays, 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a day from now, when it'll be, imagine, it'll be after Pesach, imagine. And next week is for Rabbanim, it's a very busy Sunday. And you should learn, but I don't think I'm pressed on not learning. And 2 Sundays from now is Chol HaMoed. The 3rd Sunday from today, we'll pick up where we left off. Sunday after Yom Kippur. Thank you very much.